children develop skills pretending. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Thought for Today. Children develop skills pretending. We watch children at play. We've watched children doing all sorts of things. And we wonder, when will they ever stop playing games? When will they ever stop playing games? They're always playing games. They're always playing games. They're always fooling around. They go into the various game places and they play games and they play games at home. And they're always playing games. They're always pretending. They're always pretending that they're doing something significant. Now, are they doing something significant or are they not? Well, we have learned that children today, working on computers and computer games, develop their skills maybe 200 or 300 times, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 times faster than when they played games previously that were manual games and dexterity games. The games seem to brighten out all of the talents that lay within every child. Every child has the genius to do a million different things. We all do. And that talent never ends. That talent never dies. The motivation dies, but the talent never dies. Now, children are living in an age of let's experiment, let's experience, let's look at everything, let's see how life is, what's going on, what sort of things are happening. When children do bad things, we don't condemn them as we condemn an adult who, so to speak, should know better. But children try it and do it beautifully. They pretend. They pretend that they can do anything, and they go out and virtually they do it. But they're developing their skills. They're developing their skills to the first skill, let's say, is the most primary skill in any being, in any human being, in any animal or any plant or anything else, is to believe in themselves. The first skill that all life has is to believe in itself. The first skill that every creature develops is to believe in itself. And as these creatures believe in themselves, as they believe in themselves, they carry out the activities that their life calls for, whether it's an animal, a plant, or whatever. It has certain inherent purposes and directions and skills to release. And so, how does it go about doing it? Well, it goes about doing it, just doing it. A plant sometimes is planted in a crotch of a rock, and there's virtually nothing there. It's a very inhospitable place to grow. And yet it grows, and its roots make the rock split, and it does all sorts of interesting things. It is pretending that it is growing in good soil. It's pretending it's growing, has a purpose to grow, and it is doing it. It is doing that of growth. Now, a child pretends that he can sit down at the piano and play, and he goes, plinka, 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 plinka. And another child will sit down at the piano and have some blessing within him, and he listens intuitively to the music that's being played, and then without having the slightest idea of where the keys are and where the notes are, he plays the piano and plays it very commendably. He's pretending he knows how to play, and he's playing. Now, if every child were taught to pretend they could play the piano, more people would play the piano than we realize, because the inherent skill within them is just big enough that when they're encouraged to do it, they do it beautifully. Now, some people are natural at driving cars, and little children love to pretend that they're driving cars. They're pretending they're doing this. Now, the children who are most significant are the ones who pretend they can drive a car and they're not concerned about doing all of the things right, you know, putting the key in properly and putting this in, although many do. Many do, because it's more inherent in a pretending game today, because that's all part of pretend. And they go driving along. And when it comes time for them to get their license, they're a natural. Their skills are already developed. And they have already done it by pretending that they can do it. And then when it comes time to do it, they do it. Now, you might say, what do adults do that children sometimes do and sometimes don't? Adults pretend by reading a book. They read a book and they pretend that they're the characters of that book. They go to the opera, they pretend that they're the singers on stage. They go to a hockey match or a game of sports or something, and they pretend that they're the players. They're out there and they're dancing around just expecting themselves to act just like the players act. And they're pretending. Well, children do that too. Children sit on the sidelines for a long time as they go to games and they watch their older brothers and sisters and friends as they watch them do things. And they learn. They pay attention. They're watching the skills. They're watching how the ball is kicked. They're watching how it's bumped with their knees and with their arms. And they go and they practice these things and they want to learn it. And most of the time, unfortunately, the parents or the adults in the child's family say, not yet, you're too young for that. You're too young to play that game. You're too young. And they're not too young. They have played that game in their mind for so long, they're ready. Now, the sooner they're released to really play the game, to really have a game that's scaled down to their size, maybe not even scaled down to their size. Little people can sometimes do marvelous things with big people's play tools, and it's a wonderful thing to watch it happen. But just watch in your world all the miracles that take place when children pretend. And when parents are wise enough to encourage their pretending, to encourage their playing, now they're not lying. And this is where parents get in trouble. This is where adults get in trouble. They think just because a child is saying he can do something that he's not apparently able to do, we say they're lying. And just because a child says they did something and the parent says, oh no, you could never have done that. And yet the parent does the same thing. The parent says, I went to the theater this afternoon and I watched this movie and I was right there with him. I was right there going down the ski slope. And you see, the parent is lying too. But the parent is not lying because mentally the parent was there. Mentally the parent was doing, well, so was the child. The child was mentally doing this. And the child does mentally do this. And the more that we can encourage the child to do this, encourage the child to pretend, encourage ourselves to pretend, the more that we can do that, the more glorious and the more brilliant and the more wonderful we are as beings, the more fantastic we are as beings, the more expressive we are as beings, the more joyous we are as beings. We are doing fabulous things. And the fabulous things that we are doing are things that we have brought out of our own world, of our own life, of our own attitude, of our own experiences. Yes, children develop their skills by pretending. And we could be wise to encourage them to pretend. Now, there is a difference between lying and pretending. And it's not a subtle difference, it's a big difference. To lie is to say that you did something you didn't do and to mean that you actually did do it. And yet, pretending is to mean that you actually did do it. The parent thinks that they're the great singer on the stage. The child thinks that they're the great sports person that they're watching play games. They're watching their older spouse, older children play games, their other peers playing games, and they're watching. And they're right in there with them. And they do those skillful things. They watch their father on the computer. And as they watch him, they pay attention to what he does. And when the Father's not there, they go in and turn on that computer, and they do things that the Father never dreamed of doing. Maybe they don't know the 10-finger key stroked, but they hunt and peck. And the majority of people on earth are hunt and peckers, and they're just taking their fingers and popping them all over on the keyboard and doing things. Now, I have a computer. I have many computers. And as I work with my computers, I sometimes get a new program. And when I get a new program, I don't know what it all is. I could go into the manual. I could go into these other things. But they're not as readily available or as convenient as just hunt and pecking. And so I take my one finger and I touch a key, like I touch the command key or the control key. And as I touch it, then I go back and forth across the keyboard, touching every other key to see if, in duplication, if with the control key and another key, I get a certain response to the keyboard, to my screen. And lo and behold, I get all sorts of things. And then I have the FN key, function key, and I press that down, and I go across the top of the keyboard and check out all the function keys. And I go across to all the other keys on the keyboard to see if the function key is tied to some other key. And before you know it, I'm learning all sorts of things. Now, I don't do it once. I do it a dozen times. I do it perhaps every time I sit down at the keyboard until it becomes a second nature to me to use those function keys, to use those special keys, and to know what's on the keyboard. So when I choose to use my computer, I know where the keys are. I know what's available. I know how to do it. I'm skillful at it. Now, I didn't get to be skillful at it because I knew it all. I got to be skillful at it because I developed the skill. I developed the skill by just pretending. I pretended I knew what I did. I pressed those two keys and I pretended something's going to happen. Well, when nothing happened, then I knew that nothing happened. I don't click those keys to have something happen because nothing happened. Then when something happens, I say, oh, that's what does it. And I do that 5 or 10 times, maybe 20 times. And I put that mentally in my mind. I pretend I know what I'm doing. And I don't really know what I'm doing, but I know what I'm doing because I'm trying it out. I'm learning it. A child develops skills that same way. And when we can encourage the children to pretend more, to develop and flow with the genius that's in them, they will come out with magical things, just like we do when we pretend we know the thing that we don't know while we're learning it. And the more we pretend that we know it, the easier it is to learn it. The more we pretend that we are comfortable with it, the easier it is to do it. And the child has no compunction about playing the game of knowing how to do it and doing it. The child just flows with it and says, this is cool. This is wonderful. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And in their loving of it, they learn it. Children develop skills by pretending. You and I develop skills by pretending. All the world develops skills by pretending. And the more we pretend, the more we learn. And the more we learn, the more wonderful we feel about everything in life. That's the way it goes, and I enjoy it so. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love me. I love me. I love me. I like me. I like me. I like me. Have a wonderful, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day and pretend your heart away because it works.